أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاء أمرنا نجينا شعيبا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا وأخذت الذين ظلموا الصيحة فأصبحوا في ديارهم جاثمين كأن لم يغنوا فيها ألا بعدا لمدين كما بعدت ثمود. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 94 and 95 of Surah Hud and the concluding verses of the story and the incidents of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala had related much of the discussions between him and his people, and we could see the kind of concern that this Nabi, like other Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, have for their people. But when every avenue was exhausted, every word was spoken, the arrogance, the insolence of his people continued. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا, and then when our command had come, the command of the destruction of the people of Madian, the people of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, نَجَّيْنَا شُعَيْبَا, we had emancipated and freed Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, and those who had brought iman with Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, through and because of a great rahmah, a great mercy from our side. The punishments that Allah Ta'ala had meted out here in this ayat, وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, الصَّيْحَةِ refers to a crying or a screeching sound. And that one sound, we had got hold of those who had committed zulm and oppression. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ, and they laid down with their heads or their faces towards the ground. In other words, totally humiliated, totally helpless. In Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rajfa. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ. Rajfa, an earthquake that had also shook the ground of Madian and the people of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam. Then we find in Surah Shu'ara, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Azabu Yawmi Dhulla, the Azab of the day when it darkened upon them. And it comes in the hadith and the narrations that it was extreme heat, and then the clouds had come upon them, and the people thought that these are clouds that will bring about some shade and protect them from the heat. So the people began to gather under the clouds, and then from those clouds Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down fire, and in that way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed the people of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam. So we get three different kinds of azab that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had meted out to the people of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam. Ulama have written that when we looked at Surah Araf, then we found that these people had threatened to expel and banish Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam from the land. And when they wanted to banish him, and they became determined that now they need to expel him from the land, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this earthquake to take place. And when this earthquake took place, that land that they wanted to remove Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, that land did not tolerate them also. And then we find over here in these ayat, when they began to speak so arrogantly against Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, and they began to become threatening verbally, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent just a simple sound. One was their voice, and one was the sound that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down of destruction. Then we will find in Surah Shu'ara, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect about these people, Then they began to say, فَأَسْقِتْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Send down, just let a small piece of the sky fall upon us. If you think your Allah is so mighty, if you're speaking the truth, then let that piece of the sky fall upon us. So Allah Ta'ala let the azab come, leave the skies from the clouds. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah says, كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا. It was as though they didn't live there. That is how Allah Ta'ala had cleaned them out. أَلَا بُعْدًا لِمَدْيَنْ. Curse be upon the people of Madian. كَمَا بَعِيدَتْ ثَمُودْ. Like how the people of Thamud had also been cursed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the azab of Allah Ta'ala had come upon them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.